Jews have a magical property that no one else has. It's incredible. It's like magic. Jews are magic. Jews in the media know instantly when like a young athlete, like a high school football player, drops dead on the field of a heart attack after just getting the Jew jab, the vaccine, the Jew jab, as we all call it. They know in an instant that it definitely wasn't the vaccine that killed the child. They know that. It's like magic. I'm trying to figure out where they get this magical property that no one else has. How do they know every time when a movie star or a public figure dies after getting the shot? First things they do is they make sure nobody ever finds out that they got the shot. That's the first thing. But then when people start breaking through on the alternative media and saying, well, they got the shot and they died not that long after, they go, it didn't have anything to do with the shot. Or when the person dies, like a very famous person dies, immediately before there's any autopsy or before there's any reports or any investigation, they just magically know that that it couldn't possibly be the vaccine. Isn't that so special that Jews in the media have this magical power to know all this? It's so incredible. It's a power that I wouldn't want, because along with that power comes another characteristic, is that means you're lying scum. They're fucking scum, right? So anyone who says automatically before there's been any tests, and the first thing they do is say, it has nothing to do with the vaccine. They come out with a million excuses, and they do more research than they've ever done on any other topic in their life to prove that there was something in that person's past that must have caused it. You know, if they spent a tenth of the time investigating what that person could have done in the years ago that could have led to his early death just after receiving the shot, you know, we would have a lot of information on our hands, but they don't. They just immediately say it had nothing to do with the shot. That's incredible power. They're scum. They're fucking scum. And anyone who is still listening to these fuckers, but I have a theory that not a lot of people are actually still listening to them. It's this simulation that the way I like to describe it is a simulation that the Jews put, and they drape it over this trellis work or this matrix or this framework of our society. And what is this framework of our society? Well, it's the Jewish controlled mainstream media. It's the Jewish controlled Congress. It's the Jewish controlled corporations. They control the narrative, okay, because they have the money. The money controls everything, right? So what they do is they're able to use all these, this framework that they have in place to just place on top of that framework any bullshit narrative they want. Okay, but even though most people, I think a majority at this point, but probably not 80-90%, but probably over 50% of the people are no longer trusting Jew world. Okay, we know about Jew land and Jew information. We know that already. Okay, so it doesn't matter if 80-90-99% suddenly it became clear that they didn't trust anything coming out of Jew land, right? Well, Jew land doesn't stop. Jew land will just keep on doing what Jew land has always done. Put out Jew lies and all this Jew media, and then pretend and put out fake Jew polls that are saying, oh yeah, everybody believes Jew world, you know, everybody believes what we're saying, you know. And that has a very strong power, because it creates this, what has been known by this author who wrote this book, Spiral of Silence. It alienates people, it isolates people, and people, they get you. Nowadays they call it gaslighting, but they get you to think that you have the outlying position, that you are the one who is knows that this is a lie, but since the Jews are repeatedly telling you over and over again, no, 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 everybody believes Jew world, right? So that you just keep quiet because you don't want, because you have this impression that only you are seeing through these Jewish lies. And so therefore you kind of keep quiet about it and everybody's doing the same. So if everybody just turned to their neighbor and say, no, this is fucking Jew world here. And it's these Jewish lies that are trying to kill us all. Then we'd go a long way to opening up the dialogue about this Jewish problem we have in our society, clearly. Okay, so what the hell happened there? Check, 1, 2. What the fuck? Why is that turned off? Oh, don't tell me this fucking thing. Oh, this battery is dead.